is everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program tonight, a brand new series that we're going to begin tonight. Want you to stay tuned. Call a neighbor and a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on the air. We're going to begin here in the book of Hosea, and tonight's message, the watchman shall cry out. From the book of Hosea, we're going to begin our watchman account. As Hosea said, Ephraim was once called to be a watchman with his God. Hosea chapter 9 and verse 8. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, Ephraim was not a good watchman. However, in our day, many Ephraimites who now feel called, there shall be a day. Listen to this now. This is a prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 6. There shall be a day when the watchmen, the Ephraimites, shall call out, arise, and let us go up to Zion, to the Eternal One. Now, several things we know about this prophesied call is that it's not happened yet. But did you know for sure there are more and more people coming and beginning to prophesy as watchmen on the wall, set apart people, of the knowledge that we must have in the last days to survive? Did you know that the Bible says that there will come a time of trouble, and we're in it, ladies and gentlemen, not for bread and water, but for hearing the word of Yahweh. Now notice this. The lost sheep of Israel must come and return to the knowledge that they are part of the commonwealth of Israel. Ephesians 2:12 says that they need to not only be sheep that know the shepherd's voice on an individual basis, but they also need to be sheep that understand that they are members of the shepherd's flock, that they are part of the house of Israel, John 10:16. Now, to call out in the last days to the watchman. Now, notice this. The condition that we have today, it will only happen in our generation if we are forerunners that become awakened in sufficient numbers, who will alert the lost sheep who are presently lost to an understanding of their identity. We got to cry out, ladies and gentlemen. And notice this, that Paul speaks when he tells us of the fullness of the Gentiles coming in, as is recorded in Romans 11:25. Now, what does that mean, when the fullness of the Gentiles come in? When the course of the Gentile, the Babylonian system, has run its course, and it's filled its prophetic time period, then there shall be a time when Yahweh will speak to an unspecified number and speak on a certain phase of the gospel when he places the words into the watchman's mouth and he cries out and they begin to hear his word. We're crying out as watchmen on the wall. Now, let's go on to the book of Ezekiel in chapter 33, verses 1 through 7. Notice this. I have made you, now that's you, the witness, you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth, and warn them for me. He who hears your word and does not heed the warning, his blood shall be upon his own head. But he who takes the warning will save his life. But if you do not warn the people as a watchman, then the blood of the people that you were given to warn, I will require their blood at your hand. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, now, our generation is possibly the generation that is going to fulfill the last day watchman on the wall. The watchman shall cry out. In Zechariah chapter 10, verse 7 through 10, we're going to see the shepherd's flock with the prophets from Ephraim. Those who are chosen as the ones that are chosen to return as watchmen on the wall. And you who feel that you have received a watchman's call from the Father, you feel a burning in your heart. You want to tell somebody, and you feel that you've been given an awesome responsibility as Yahweh has described it in the word to Ezekiel in chapter 33, 1 through 7. Now, you can see that there is potential consequences that await those who do not fulfill their mission. Better not know the way than to know it and not obey it. We're going to gather down in the festival Kings Gave In property that has just been purchased by the love offerings of the great people of Yahweh, better than $156,000 that we've spent already toward the purchase. Now, we just purchased over the weekend two tractors that will be used to keep the property clean. We have several tools that we're going to move on to the property for the work and for the preparation for these watchmen, or these, what we call the messianic forerunners, to awaken the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, what are we going to do here? In the time of trouble, we're going to gather together, even more so in the day that you see this arise. He says, begin to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, I'm going to alert you just in a few minutes. I'm going to give you the hotels that are available in the area close to, within 4 miles, actually. There's three hotels right on Interstate I-75 north-south. Now, if you're coming from the south, you would be coming up from, say, Florida, then you would get off on exit 60, exit to the right, and turn left. That'll be north on Highway 68. You go approximately 4.5 miles, and you'll come to Highway 285, and you would take a left and go approximately 1/4 mile. So it's real easy to find. Call for complete details or a map, and we're going to give you the phone number to Hilltop Hotel. Now, this is the most reasonable hotel. It's a decent hotel, and they have weekly rates. If you'd like to rent a room for the whole week, the weekly rates start at $189 for the week. Now, they go as high as $245.99. The hotel number, it's called the Hilltop Hotel, sets up on the hill. You can see it from exit 60. When you exit off If you're coming south, you'd exit off to the right, and the hotel would be to the right. The East Side property would be to the left going north on Highway 68. Anyway, it's close. Now, the phone number for the Hilltop Hotel for reservations is 423-337-3511. Again now, the phone number is 423-337-3511. They have weekly rates for $189, not too bad, for a whole week, up to $245.99. Now, we have the Magnuson Hotel, Sweetwater, and it is the old hotel where we used to keep Feast 20 years ago at this same location. It's been remodeled, and it's a very nice hotel, and it has breakfast and free lunch included with the rate, room rate, which is $69 plus tax a night. Now, it's a little bit higher. So, if you'd like a better hotel, then you can take that one at rate of $69 a night. Now, we have also, in the same area, these three hotels we're going to give you. There's more in the area, but we're going to give you these three. They're grouped together quite nicely within a mile of each other. And this is Quality Inn and Suites. They're located right here on exit 60 of I-75. And their rate is $49.99 plus the tax. Now, I think they have a breakfast bar. Let's see what they've got. Yes, free hot breakfast. They have family suites with three beds available. They have indoor heated pool. They have copy and fax and internet, exercise room. They have ironing board and things of this nature. They have a whirlpool hot tub. They have in-room whirlpools available. Pets are allowed with a charge. They have a microwave and a refrigerator in all rooms and free USA Today newspapers at $50 a night. And I don't know whether they have any cheaper by the week. They didn't quote me a price on that. But the Hilltop Hotel did, and I've stayed in it back 15 or 20 years ago when we were having festival at the Magnuson Hotel that we have included in the pricing. We had services there for about 8 or 10 years before we moved to Andrews, North Carolina. And we were there for 5 or 6 years, and then we moved to Bryson City, and then to Murphy, and then to Reliance at the Hallelujah Acres. And now we are at a permanent Feastside. And we're going to go to work on the permanent fixtures of the Feastside. You'll know where it is from year to year. It's already deeded to the group, and we'll be there, Yahweh willing, and nothing don't change. We'll be there until the kingdom come at the King's Gate Inn with a welcome in our heart for you. You are on our mind. We are watchmen. I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear a word from my mouth, and you will warn them for me. He who hears your word shall save himself. He who does not heed the warning, his blood will be upon his head. But he who takes the warning will save his life. But if you do not warn the people, then the blood of the people that you were to warn, I will require at your hand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to fall victim, because we want to warn you as watchmen on the wall that there are consequences awaiting those who do not fulfill their mission as watchmen on the wall. That means, what does watching mean? I don't mean that you go up on a high hill and get your telescope and look out in the heavens. The Bible says that Yahweh does not come with observation. The kingdom. It does not come with observation because the kingdom is within you. The watchman has got a burning desire of a spirit that presses him toward the mark and the high calling. He's about his Father's business. He wants you to broadcast the mission, which is to call upon the Father in the last days as watchman, or to shout out as watchman the warning that he gives your spirit, even more so in the last days. Now notice this. It is very beneficial for all the watchmen to seek to turn the lost sheep into found sheep. Now, how do you do that? You go and be a witness. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servants whom I have chosen to be watchmen on the wall. Now, Ephraim was punished with a blinding punishment. Did you know that blindness has happened to the major body? That's the potential of not being truthful watchmen as the house of Ephraim, which represents the 10 tribes. When I say the house of Ephraim, I'm talking about the 10 northern tribes that became lost and blinded. Now, this is the punishment that Israel was punished with, or Ephraim, and it's lasted for almost 3,000 years. Now, in the book of Hosea, it says, after 2 days, we'll be revived. Now, remember now, from the time of the Messiah, we have approximately 2,000 plus years. Added to the 1,000 years before Christ in David's time, when Israel went a-whoring, and when they failed their mission as watchmen, and they began to worship Baal and call upon him and shame the Father and forget him, Yahweh turned his face and hid it from them. And now it is up to us. It's time for us to understand the truth. It's time for Israel's watchmen to arise and minister the truth to the whole house of Israel and to our brethren, and to restore, if you will, or bring back the lost vision to the people of Yahweh. Now, how do we do this? These are goals that are set by the Ruach, the HaKodesh. Now, if we would look at the challenge before us, because it calls for the testimony, which would become an effective weapon to produce watchmen to grow up as watchmen on the wall. Now, what we do at the festivals and tabernacles is watch. We're waiting. Blessed are those whom I find keeping the covenants, keeping the festivals. I talked to you the last 3 messages about the word signs and times. And we talked about last night about the signs and things that are coming to pass in this day, or the congregation, the word that has been misconstrued or misused, if you will, to blind, if you will, to blind the house of Israel. These are the things that Yahweh said he would let come upon us if we did not meet the challenge and become a watchman upon the wall to warn my people Israel to turn from their wicked ways and to heal the breach and to come where Yahweh wants us to worship Him in the Spirit and in truth. Now, do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the time is brief? We only have a few more days. He said, after the 2 days, He will revive us. I do believe, here beginning around 20 and 12, it's an astrological sign event that we're beginning to come into the time of restoration. Wouldn't it be wonderful that we would have no more usury or bondage by Babylonians or the evil ones who have ruled this world for the last 3,000 years? And we know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is coming back after people that's kept the faith, that has become righteous watchmen, and that for that reason, these who are the small people, those who are not afraid, those who will not back down, are those who are redeeming and reuniting and restoring Israel to their true identity. Now notice this. Zechariah's vision talked about in the last days there would be one name or one king and his name one. So then Israel needs to return back to one Yahweh to reveal the time that we live in, and it would encourage everyone to know that the time is nigh and that we should stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We should preach that the end is near, just like they preached it 2,000 years ago, and yet the end hasn't come yet. They shall say, where is His sign of His coming? For since the beginning of time, it moves on. It seems like there's no end to this. But ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that there is. Notice this, that Yahweh is going to come back and use Ephraim when they're joined back together, as Isaiah 11:11 through 14 says, we are going to be the watchmen, and we know that 2014 could, now I'm talking about could, become the year of the opportunity for us to press toward the mark and the high calling, which is in Yahweh. Now, how are we going to press toward the mark? How are we going to preach? How are we going to study without a place to meet? Fail not to assemble, for Yahweh has chosen Zion. Now, this Zion that He's chosen is not over on the hill of Jerusalem. That's not the one He's talking about. This is Mount Zion coming down, for He has desired it for His habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will live, for I have desired it. Psalms 132:13-14. Now, where is He living at? Is He living in Old Jerusalem, where the Bible calls it Sodom? No. For Zion's sake, the Eternal One said, I will not keep silent. But for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. Isaiah 62:1. Now, notice this, ladies and gentlemen. We are now on the time when Yahweh is about to express himself to the lost sheep of the house of Israel when he shall return and set up Zion. Now this is holy Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. It's not the old city where everybody's fighting and arguing over it, thinking that Yahweh's feet is going to come back and touch down there. His feet right now is already, at this very moment, he sits on the throne in New Jerusalem, waiting to bring New Jerusalem to the watchman that sits on the wall of New Jerusalem. This is a spiritual kingdom. It is not a physical, carnal kingdom where Yahweh was crucified. Notice this. Yahweh's time is where that we are going to meet in the air. That's the spiritual air, not the physical oxygen that we breathe here. We're not going to need none of that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to dwell in the city of New Jerusalem, not Old Jerusalem. I want to keep emphasizing that the watchmen that sit on the wall are not located in the Middle East in Old Jerusalem. Where are they located, Pastor Buddy? In the city four square. A time when Yahweh will reveal to the watchmen, I will restore what the caterpillar has eaten. I will bring forth the honey out of the rock. I will walk with you because you are worthy. You have loved me. You have kept my commandments. And you, above all, are those who love me and those who will walk with me in white because they indeed are worthy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's wonderful. What the Bible calls it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Notice, Yahweh is coming before a people that love him and that are really, basically, called by his name. Now, when we read about the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, we read how the people were warned not to get into sin or to mix with other nations, but that's exactly what they did. And Yahweh turned his face or hid his face from them where that they could not find him. He said, you will seek me, but you will not find me. The challenge to a watchman is to wait and to watch with patience, for there shall come a day when the house of Israel, I will set watchmen on the wall, and they will cry out against the sins of my people Israel, and they shall teach them to return to become a watchman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth that Yahweh's God laid up for them that love him on the message where we have the right into the tree of life. Did you know that Yahweh's word is the first fruits? That he came as a bridegroom in the first Advent, and took out of the earth in the first resurrection 144,000. And he took them as his bride type to heaven and reigned with them for 1,000 years. Now we got the 2,000 and then the 3,000. After 2,000 years, he will revive us. That means that when Zion travails, she's going to bring forth sons and daughters. We're going to hear from heaven, and he's actually going to heal our land. That means the spiritual man will be revived. His eyes will open, and the blindness that has blinded him will then awaken him to the prophetic things that are spoken in the Bible, where that we will gather and we will have peace and joy and happiness without which no man shall see Yahweh. How are we going to find him? By being watchmen on the wall, by watching, by praying, by seeking, by knowing the truth, and the truth will indeed make us free. You know, we look forward here just in a few short weeks coming in to the lunar Sabbaths that we've been keeping, and we're coming to a time when the watchmen will gather. Now, we're talking about the watchmen that love him, that are called to be watchmen, of Hosea in chapter 9 and verse 8. However, the present Israel has gone to sleep. Blindness in part. There's only a few that will drive. I had a brother call me today, and he's looking for a flight out of the state of Wisconsin. Going to fly him. We've had him to fly in from across the ocean. We've had brothers that took flying from California all the way across the nation to get to the festivals, as they have become expert watchmen on the wall. That's how you watch, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about a natural climbing up on a wall and looking up in the heavens. We're talking about a people that will watch from the heart. That's how you serve Yahweh. You are mighty. You are recognizable people. The world shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, Deuteronomy 28 and 10, and they shall be afraid of you. The sheep will come. We have what we call the shepherd's pen. We have the door now. We control the watchman's house. We have posted in sweet water. Oh my, not bitter water, not angry water, not deceitful water, not the doctrine of man, but we hear a word from Yahweh's mouth, and we warn the people to heed the call of the gospel. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's, you know, it's so simple that men look for something. You know, people run around and say, well, when I got the Holy Ghost, I just shook all over. And ladies and gentlemen, that ain't the way the Holy Ghost comes. You know what the Bible says of how it comes? It comes first peaceful and gentle and easy to be entreated. It begins to download through the Holy Ruach the instructions. Now, he's not going to burn you out. He's not going to give you more than you need. He's not going to give you more than you deserve. If you're hungry, he'll feed you. If you have a large appetite, he'll give you a large download. If you have a weak appetite, if you're unskillful, you can't have the meat, he's going to give you the milk. So, by your ability, he recognizes your talents. He will utilize them, and he will bless you if you will look up as watchman on the wall and notice that he alone will determine whether or not you accomplish the purposes as watchman. Have you driven far distances to come to be the festival? When you get there, you were so disappointed, nothing is happening. You think blessed are those whom I find watching as watchmen on the wall. If you get, you know, apathetic and you begin to say, who is the promise of his coming? Nothing ever changes. I'm not going to get all stirred up. I'm not going to spend all of my money serving Yahweh. Well, if you don't spend your money serving Yahweh, choose this day who you'll serve. Are you going to serve manna? Is it too late for Yahweh that says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Mark it on a new moon. We're coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the festival time of the beginning of the month, the seventh month, coming up on Tabernacles, when we will have what is called, or what is known, as the beginning of the festival. Now listen to this. September, which is our month we're in right now, which is the sixth month, the 30th day on the Gregorian calendar is Thursday. Now, it just so happens to be that September the 30th, that would be, if you will, the ninth month of the Gregorian calendar, if you could understand that, 9 and 3 is 11. 9 and 3 is 12. I'm sorry. 12. And 1, which 20 and 10, that would be a 1, and it's reduced to 13, and that's what we're looking for. Now we're coming into the first day of October will be Friday on the Gregorian calendar. And on the lunar calendar, it's 1 week exactly to the new moon or the day of trumpets. So the eighth day will be the day of shouting. That's the day to shout. That's the day to blow the shofar. That's the day to prepare. On the eighth day, in the new moon, you have a last Sabbath on the 7th of October, and the first day, beginning the countdown till the 15th day, which would be on the night of the 21st, that's on Thursday, beginning what we call the 15th day, which is the Sabbath or the first day of Tabernacles. It will end on the 28th. That's 7 days that we worship Tabernacles. And then, listen to this, you the Seventh-day people. It's sure something you can't keep. You don't know how. You don't have a day for it. On the 29th is the great eighth day. The great eighth day. That's the eighth day or the end of the feast, which began on the night of the 21st, which would be the 22nd day, being a high holy day, along with the Sabbath eighth day, which is on the 29th. 8 days of glorious trumpeting. Blow the shofar as a watchman. We will start off our festival with the shofar. We will dedicate our new property, and we will want you to come. You're welcome to come. If you'd like to camp out under the stars, or if you'd like to go to the motel, we're not restricting you to the rigid rules. You can go to the hotel if you'd like, or you can stay on the property if you'd like. We're not gonna argue with you or take you to task because you don't do it our way. We're gonna make you free, and we're gonna make you welcome, and we're gonna make you a watchman. We're going to teach you. We'll have brothers and sisters there that will cook food for you. will have brothers that will show you how to build an altar designed biblically by Yahweh himself. We're going to teach you exactly how to baptize in the name of Yahweh as watchmen. We want you to know that as watchmen on the wall, we are watching, we're working. You know the greatest miracle? Everybody wants to see a miracle or a sign, and none is going to be given to them. Now, you can see them out here in the world where they fake miracles and signs and make you believe that they are the great power of God. But if you want to see a genuine miracle, become a watchman, influence someone to be repenting and baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. That's the greatest blessing, miracle, that you can ever do to become what is known as a watchman on the wall. We're going to be in Sweetwater, Tennessee now, as watchmen on the wall, beginning on the 21st day of October. Coming up, Friday's the last day. That's the day we'll be closing out here in Tazewell. Once we close, we have 30 days to move. So we got to get busy. We're going to be a busy camper. We've been busy for the last 2 months. We're behind on our mail. Please don't give up on us. Don't get a spirit against us because we haven't mailed anything out to you. But we're going to make it up to you once we get settled in the new territory where we're going to have time to work and to build and to organize. Everything that we do from here on out on the property will be permanent, where that we're adding as watchmen on the wall. We're going to watch on all of the festivals, the three that we're commanded to keep, together. Like I said, a brother getting on an airplane out of Wisconsin, Minneapolis, and flying down to Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, for you that would like to fly in, you could call us, and we'll have someone to pick you up according to your arrival schedule at the airport in Knoxville, Tennessee. And we'll pick you up. It's only about 45 to 50 miles to the sea site from the airport in Knoxville. It's about the same distance from Chattanooga, maybe probably 10 minutes or 10 miles farther out. But Knoxville would be an ideal place for if you want to fly in, let us know, and we will make arrangements to pick you up at the airport where you don't have to rent a car and go to the expense. We try everything that we can, including serving you meals. We will take up love offerings for the meals, and you'll see brothers and sisters bringing food and things of this nature to add to it, because the Bible said don't come empty-handed, both in your heart and in your hands, or by your pocketbook. So we're going to be watchmen. This is what watchmen is all about, to warn my people. That's what he said, to warn my people that are called by my name to not get caught up in the affairs of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Some people's waiting to get rich before they can serve Yahweh. Yahweh made a lot of poor people that enjoy serving Yahweh, rich or poor. You know, it's not against Yahweh's laws for a man to have possessions. Abraham had great possessions. He had cattle, he had silver, he had gold, he was well off. He bought his own land. He was very proud when he bought a cemetery, of all things. He bought a cemetery to bury his loved ones in. And today, ladies and gentlemen, there are kings buried in the cemetery that Abraham provided monies to buy. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have kings that will meet as watchmen on the wall in Sweetwater, Tennessee. It'll be a joyous time for you to come and to birth into existence your love and your desire and your patience to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge, to get on the wall and blow the shofar, where we will blow the shofar, ladies and gentlemen, in the day of the new moon, which we've been preaching about, here on the eighth day. It'll begin actually on Thursday night, the seventh day. That's when the day begins, the new moon, the day of trumpets. We're going to have brethren that will be teaching on the ability to make lunar calendars and to learn the mathematics and the changes and the things that would indicate the proper times to serve Yahweh. We can prove all things. We will have, once we get, you know, we're only going to have about 4 or 5 days to get ready, so we're not going to be prepared like we will for the coming Passover, Yahweh willing, and if he tarries, we'll have the first Passover there in the month of May in 2011. We'll be there in 2012, Yahweh willing. And we'll carry on as watchmen on the wall. We'll blow the shofar in of a new moon or the day of trumpets. Now, the Day of Atonement will be on the 17th. Please remember that day and fast. Show Yahweh you're sincere. Turn down the carnal appetite and hunger for Yahweh. Say, Yahweh, I want to make atonement for my sins by preparing myself as a watchman on the wall to wait for you with patience and love and to sound the alarm, to show my brothers and my sisters the way back home to New Jerusalem. Now, again, the Day of the Tabernacles, the first day of what we call the Sukkot, is the 22nd day of the month of October. Now, the end of it will be the 28th, that's the last day, or the end of Tabernacles, with the last great Sabbath day, the 8th day. Woo, hallelujah! Oh, we got the truth on the world. It's so wonderful to be watchmen that needeth not to be ashamed. That we're going together in Sweetwater, Tennessee, at the King's Gate Inn. You're welcome. And we will be kind to you, patient with you and understanding, and we'll gather to open the eyes of the blind, to lay hands on the sick and let them recover. For you that are flying in, Knoxville, Tennessee would be your airport destination. McGee Tyson, it's equipped to handle all major carriers, and so then we could pick you up, save you a rental fee, which will be about 50 miles to the fee site. So if you want to fly in, if you want to drive, you call us. We'll give you the exact time and the location, how to reach the fee site. And we love you. We appreciate you. And we know that we have passed from death to life because we've loved our brethren. That's how we know. That's how that we know that we're going to survive. As long as there's a sun and a moon, Israel will be in charge of the earth. The earth is made for the righteous. We're not going to go up to the city in heaven. We're going to go to the city that came down out of heaven. We're going to gather with those who have made an alliance with Yahweh, who've made vows, who've kept the faith, haven't denied his name, who's loved him and kept his commandments. We're going to walk with him because we're worthy. We'll walk with him in white. We will have what is called Zechariah's vision of those who are prepared, for those who have waited patiently, those who have paid the price, and those who have put on the garments of praise and the garments of obedience, where we're going to have the right to the tree of life. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you tonight. We love you very much, and we appreciate you because you are watchmen on the wall. I can't wait to see you in the festival gathering at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Again, now, let me give you the numbers one more time. The Hilltop Hotel phone number, again, is 423-337-3511. That's a room rate, if you will, of $169 for the room rate to the Hilltop, and then for the Quality Inn, which is right on Highway 68, right off 75 north-south, they're $49.99. Beautiful hotel, brand new, and they do have breakfast they serve there. And so then, if you would like to come and be part of our gathering as watchmen at Sweetwater, Tennessee, we're going to gather there, and prophetic utterances will come forth. Just learning how to build an altar could change your life. It changed mine, and we believe it'll change yours. We know that just being baptized, just repenting, and being baptized in the name of Yahweh, how clear your heart feels, how clean you feel inside. Now, flesh man, it's not from putting away of the flesh man, but it's an answer of a good conscience toward Yahweh. And you'll have that. That'll be part of your growing up into a strong tower and to draw near to a powerful, eternal Savior who loved you from the foundation of the world, who says that the God of the Old Covenant and the God of the New Covenant is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as it is written in Hebrews 13:8-9. Do not be led away as a truthful watchman, deceived by our forefathers, how they strayed from the wall of the King's Gate Inn. Let's stay with him. Let's watch for the city as it's coming down. In the last days, after 2 days he will revive us, and the third day he's going to raise us up. Again, at the Hilltop, we have the telephone number there again, 423-337-3511. Now, the hotel in Sweetwater, it's the hotel that is, it's called the Quality Inn, brand new hotel. It is, the telephone number is 423-337-4900. That's 423-337-4900. We'll be waiting for you and your call. And if you'd like any information, just call Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Just write me. 37824. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. Sponsored tonight by the loving brother Mark and his wife, Miss Audrey, out of the great state of Mississippi, who will be there ministering as watchmen on the wall. We'll see you then, and Yahweh bless you. Tomorrow night, around the world on WWRB at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Until then, Yahweh bless you, and I love you.